Hello, thanks for joining us today. I'm D.A. Taft, and we've got a really fantastic energy medicine podcast for you today. I'm joined by Dr. Gary Kersey, who for the last 38 years has alternative health and energy medicine practitioner with over 200 products invented and also the inventor of the Biotheric Energy Transmitter, which is what we're going to have him talk about here today. And so with that, I'd like to go ahead and begin by asking Dr. Kersey, what is a Biotheric Energy Transmitter?
Well, thanks for having me. And I think that's a good question to start with, obviously. The BET is a device that, to say it very concisely, it amplifies and focuses intention. And to people who are not into energy medicine, that won't make sense. But let's hope that everyone who's tuning in does have an interest in energy medicine and understand a little bit about what energy medicine and healing is all about. Energy medicine healing is basically in the field of quantum physics, and it doesn't fit in too well with the mainstream physics. And basically, if a person is tuned in to more chemistry healing, then the energy healing won't make sense. But I think the important thing to say here is if you have an interest, then I think this will all make sense to you. The BET, like I said, amplifies and focuses intention. So there's actually three words there we have to take a look at. Amplify, and the second word is focus, which is very important. And then, of course, intention. And one way to think about it is think of a laser. An ordinary flashlight, if you shine that on a piece of paper, it just lights up the paper. But if that energy, if the light energy is focused in to one thin beam, then we can have a laser. And of course, a laser will cut right through paper. So amplifying is important. Focusing is important. And then, of course, you have to have intention. And intention means what is the person thinking when they're using the device? What would they like to see happen? And with those three things, the BET will work. So what I'd like to do is start out, first of all, with some specifics. The BET has two power sources. It has a C cell, and it also has an orgone battery. The orgone battery creates an energy field around the device, which is actually detectable by just feel if you're sensitive to energy. About 20% of the people are energy sensitive, and they can actually feel that energy as soon as you put the BET in their hand. And about 80%, of course, can't feel anything. And then it also has a C cell, and that C cell is what generates a little Tesla coil that's inside the device. And when it's activated, it actually makes a static sound. And you can actually hear that with your ear. You can also hear it on a regular radio. If you have it tuned into AM radio, you'll hear that energy coming out. And of course, with the amplification and focusing, that comes from crystals. And there are some special crystals that are inside each BET. And hopefully everyone listening will know a little bit about crystal healing. If not, you're welcome to call and ask us. But crystals can be programmed just like a cassette tape can be programmed, or a CD or a DVD. So information can be placed into those crystals. And we have some very special devices that we use to program these crystals that go inside of the BET. So when the BET is activated, It takes the energy, sends the energy out the end of the device. This energy is focused, and then there is another frequency added on top of that, which actually comes from the user, and we call that intention. Anyone that's in energy medicine knows that intention is part of the equation. In fact, if it's left out, energy healing doesn't take place. And that also applies to the BET. If I were to use the BET with a certain purpose in mind, with an individual that needs some type of balancing, it'll work very well. If I were to look out the window during the treatment and think about what is it I need to buy at the grocery store for supper, then it's not going to have the same effect. That's just how energy medicine works. You have to have the intention. And these crystals are very sensitive, and as soon as you pick up the BET, it actually can read your intention. So when you aim it at the person or at whatever you're wanting to balance, it will create that effect for you. There have been many people with devices in the past, but many times they're very expensive, and many times they take training. And I was always looking for something that was easy, that anyone could do, and they could simply pick it up and start getting good results. And we used to always use the comment, a five-year-old could do this. And eventually I started thinking, someone may someday call me on that, and I better have an answer. So we actually had a five-year-old use the BET, and it worked perfectly. And they were able to create a balancing in someone with no training whatsoever. So that kind of proved my point, that it is very simple to use. And so you've got the crystals, you have the BET, you have an energy source, two of those. And the BET can be used alone, or it can be used along with something we call biotheric discs. And in this particular podcast, we'd like to focus on just the BET and what can be done with the BET by itself. So in the field of energy medicine, as I mentioned before, intention is very important. And all that is the desire to see an effect. And I'll give you an example how that happened. I was teaching school number of years ago, and I had a precursor to what the BET is now. It was like the beginning stages. And I mentioned it in class, and then it was time for lunch. Everybody went to lunch. After lunch, one of my students comes up and says, look at me. And he started dancing back and forth. Well, I immediately thought, well, he was drinking over the lunch hour, and I said, what are you doing? And he said, no, I'm showing you what I can do. Haven't you noticed that I never take the stairs? Well, I had not noticed that, and apparently he always took the elevator to get to the second floor, which is where I taught. He said, my knees used to hurt so bad I couldn't go up the stairs at all. I had to take the elevator. It wasn't a choice. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. That's amazing. What did you do? He said, oh, that little device you were showing everybody, my friend used it on my knees over the lunch hour. And the first thing I thought, I was kind of shocked because the person that picked it up didn't know anything about it, didn't know how to work it, didn't understand energy medicine, didn't understand healing. And I was just kind of blown away that it worked that well. So we basically got a miracle, and I didn't know how that happened. So I asked the gentleman who did the balancing, I said, how did you know how to do all that? He said, I didn't. I just simply aimed it at my friend's knees, and I just wanted to help him. Well, that was a very powerful intention. His intention was, I want to help this person's knees. That's all that was necessary for the device to pick up his intention and then beam that to the knees and amplify that energy, and it balanced the energy in his knees. So the guy went from not being able to go up the stairs to being able to run up the stairs. So this lesson was very important for me. I knew the device worked, but I didn't realize that lots of training wasn't necessary. And I think that got me thinking about the fact that there are so many devices that you can purchase, but it takes a lot of training. And there's a lot of people out there that have all kinds of gizmos sitting on their shelf collecting dust because they couldn't get them to work because they didn't have the training. And I always tell people, I guarantee your BET will never end up on the shelf collecting dust. And I know that for a fact because I call customers. I'm in touch with them all the time. Everyone I've ever sold a BET to, they use them either every day or two or three or four times a week. Nobody has a BET on the shelf. So very effective and also very easy to use. So that kind of taught me a good lesson about intention. And then the next lesson that came along was about the power of the BET. In other words, why does it have or why does it need a power source? So there's a very famous video on YouTube that shows a Qigong master. He takes a piece of paper, wads it up, puts his hand over it, and in about 10 or 15 seconds, it starts smoking and then bursts into flames. And I know that is real because, first of all, I've talked with other people that have actually seen that happen. And I also got to experience it. I went to a Qigong master years ago to get some treatments. And when he finished his treatment, he started to leave the room. And I said, oh, wait, could you work on my tooth real quick? I just had a molar extracted. And I'd like it to heal up quickly and properly. Could you put some energy into it? He said, sure. He took his forefinger and just put it in front of my cheek. In about 3 seconds, it felt warm. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then it got warmer and warmer. Then it started getting hotter. And I'm laying there on my back with my eyes closed. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, I can't take anymore. This is going to burn me. So I started to yell out, stop. And he took his finger away just before I did that, as if he kind of knew. And he left the room. And I thought, oh man, that's interesting. But I know had he left his finger there, it would have actually caused a burn in my mouth. So energy is very powerful. But here's the thing. Most people that send energy out, they can't do that. They don't have that ability. So there is a limit to what you can do with energy based on your skills. And I started thinking it was almost like they had their own super power source inside their body that could generate this energy. And many times when I talk about the BET, someone either asks the question or they think it, but I tell them, look, I'm not psychic or anything, but I know some of you out there are thinking this, so I'm going to answer it. And I'm always right. Someone is thinking, why can't I just pick up a crystal and send energy through that crystal and focus it that way? And the answer is you can do that, but it's like the man that set the paper on fire. Most people can't do that as well as others. And if you can use a crystal and send energy into focus and create a balancing and a healing, then I think that's fantastic. But what I found is most people's results aren't the same as when you use the BET. And I think the answer is there's no power source. So the person has the crystals and they can focus an intention, but there's no power behind that. And I believe that's why the BET works so well. And I then came across other devices over the years that were similar. They used similar effects. They used crystals to focus. They used power sources. One I came across that worked pretty darn well, although it was $5,000, and it was also a prescription. So that would tend to be kind of a roadblock to a lot of people. So again, my goal was to find something that was inexpensive, easy to use, effective, something that's not going to end up on your shelf, something that could amplify intention and also focus it on the right areas that you want to make a change. And doesn't have a lot of training. In fact, with this, there's very little training to use a BET. And like I said before, and I wasn't exaggerating, a five-year-old can take it right out of the box and eliminate aches and pains in people without any training at all. So that was the main thrust. And that also brings up the fact that my company, Quantum Energy Medicine, or Quantum Care, basically are helping others help themselves is our motto. That's the whole thing we're doing. We want to help others help themselves. So if we had an approach or a healing or a method that we said, okay, here, we will show you how to help yourself, although you have to have thousands of dollars and take years of study, that would kind of fall apart. So I came up with a system that everyone could do, easy to use, effective, and inexpensive. So that covers the part about the energy source, the orgone energy device, and a regular C cell, which, by the way, lasts up to a year, and then you just simply stick a new battery in. So that's kind of how the BET works, the basic function of it. And as far as what is it that you can do with it? Well, first of all, I start out by telling people that everyone I've ever sold one to, it's amazing how they come up with their own uses for it. And the way that works is everyone has their own intuition. And I always tell people right up front, if you get a feeling or an intuition about using the BET, you don't need to email me or call me and say, oh, do you think I could do this? Because the answer is always going to be yes. If your intuition tells you to use it in a certain way, you always use it in that way. But most people, when they want to start out doing something, they like some structure. They'd like some ideas on what they can do, how to use it, that type of thing. And then they can add on to that later. I have had some seasoned energy medicine healers over the years buy a BET, and they didn't need any instruction. They didn't need any advice. They just ran with it and really enjoyed the device. But most people would like to have an idea what you can do with it. So I'm going to give you a list of some of the more interesting things you can do with it. And one of them is amplifying affirmations. So I don't know if you're where your head is on affirmations. Some people have never used them. Some people love affirmations. There have been numerous books written on affirmations. And it's the idea that you're going to speak into something in a positive way and do it on a daily basis, and thereby moving you closer to getting what you want, increasing your chances of success. And the thing is, affirmations, I found, were not that effective. And I've had, over the years, my patients, I've asked them about affirmation, and I've had a lot of patients tell me they've used affirmations, And I would always ask them, I would say, look, I'm not prying, but I'm just interested. What do you think, how well they work? What do you think about affirmations? And they would tell me that they didn't seem to work all that well. And one of the reasons that that happens is there was no actual focusing or power source behind the affirmation. In other words, the affirmations need to be boosted. They need some power behind the affirmation. So one thing a person can do is use the BET to amplify affirmations. So you can choose any affirmation you want. You can get affirmations online. If you have a practitioner that uses affirmations, you can talk with them and get some really powerful affirmations. And then what you can do is you can use those affirmations while you're using the BET. And the BET, remember, picks up intention, amplifies and focuses it, focus the intention. So you're going to focus and amplify your affirmation. And for some people that are interested in some of the more advanced work, we'll just throw one out real quick and we can go over others later. You can actually put an affirmation into water. This might sound kind of far out to some people, but I always remind them of Masaru Emoto. I'll ask, have you heard of this gentleman? And many times, it's amazing how many people have. And they will say, oh, is that guy that would freeze water and look at the crystals? And I always say, yes, that's the gentleman. He did that for many years, did a lot of research in the laboratory, wrote several books on it. I guess you could say he's world famous. People became enamored with what he was doing and discovering in every country in the world. And just very briefly, what he did was you could take a postcard or a note card and write an affirmation on it, even just one word like love or happiness, and lean it up against the bottle of water. And the next day, he would freeze that water and then look at the crystals. And the crystals would be very beautifully formed and symmetrical. And then the next thing you would do is take a negative word like anger or kill and lean that card up against the water, leave it there overnight. And the next day they'd freeze the water, look at the crystals, and amazingly, they look nothing like the first crystals. They would be misshapen, non-symmetrical, and you could even hardly tell they were crystals. And they found out this happened almost every time when you use something negative, some negative charged words. So what the BET can do is you can put positive affirmations in the water, and it takes not overnight, but it takes about 10 seconds. And you can actually load any affirmation you want, and then you can take a shot glass and actually take a 1 ounce, maybe 2 or 3 times a day. You can do it more often if you want. And that energy enters the body. That energy affects the field, the energy field around the body. And it's very powerful. So again, we're not saying you can't write an affirmation on a piece of paper and stick it in your pocket. That will certainly have an effect, but not as much as an effect, and it won't be as effective than if you had something that could actually amplify the energy of that affirmation. And that's one of the things that BET can do. And I like that method because every person is different. No one needs the same affirmations. So everybody can have the same BET, but they can all get their own personalized balancing by using their own personalized affirmations that are unique to them and unique to their situation. So that was pretty amazing. And we've had many, many people use it in that way, and it works very, very well. And we're very happy with that. Another thing we can do with BET is to balance something called energy gates. Many people have never heard of energy gates, but they're still there. And there are energy centers that are all through the body. Many of them congregate around joints in the body. And as you know, the problem with energy is energy can become blocked, or you can have too much of the energy that you can't handle coming in, or it can be tainted. You could have energy that has other frequencies on top of it. So it's been adulterated in some way. So basically energy, with the energy gates, is that you've got a blockage and energy can't get through. And I'm sure you've all heard, I won't go into details, but I'm sure you're familiar with the water analogy, like a river. I like the analogy because it's so doggone accurate. If you have a small river or stream and it flows, everything at the end of that stream and along the stream benefits. The trees grow, the flowers grow, animals come to drink the water. It's just a very nice setup. Nothing has to be done fancy. It's automatic. Let's say, for example, lightning strikes a tree, the tree falls over and blocks the stream of energy of the water. Then now the animals no longer have water to drink. The trees start getting sick. The plants start dying along the way. And we have a very serious situation. The stream carries oxygen for fish. The stream carries nutrients for the plants and trees. And to fix that problem, we don't need millions of dollars to do research. We don't need fancy equipment. All you have to do is remove the tree. And when the stream starts flowing, everything is fixed. Within a day or two, everything getting back to normal. So it's very simple solution. Same thing with energy flow. Energy has to flow. If it becomes blocked, then you're going to have a problem. And one of the areas the energy gets blocked at are the energy gates. And balancing these gates is very, very easy. It almost sounds too easy, but we can't make this stuff up. It's just the way it is. You simply point the BET at the energy gate that you want to work with, and you activate it for 10 seconds, and that's usually all you do. It's done. I taught a class once, and I did not expect to see this happen. Things I wanted to talk about is that I had a person actually have a type of healing right in class, and it was rather amazing. She used a device. She zapped herself, and apparently she'd had a neck ache and a headache, but no one knew that. And I didn't know that, and no one else knew that. And she simply pointed it at the energy gate in her neck and activated it. And then she handed it back to me. In about 30 seconds, she says, "You know, I have to tell you something." I said, "What?" She said, "When I came to class this evening, I had a headache and a neck ache." And she said, "When I activated the BET, all that vanished." So everybody clapped and we had a good time with that. But it was very, very impressive. And that was the first time I ever saw something happen like that by balancing an energy gate. So that is a second thing that you can do with the BET is balance energy gates. A third thing you can do is balance acupuncture points and acupuncture meridians. I don't need to go into a lot of detail with this. Acupuncturists that use the BET, and of course acupuncturists, as you know, they use needles to put into the points, and that's as good for them because they've had the training. But for lay people, they don't have the needles and they wouldn't know where to put the needles if they had the needles. And some of these acupuncture points are very, very hard to find, and they're very tiny. And if you aren't right on the right point, you won't get results. So basically, to do acupuncture traditional, you do need training. But here's the upside to the BET. If you know where the point is in general, you can simply aim the BET and activate it with your intention of balancing that point. And when you do that, it balances the point. So you don't have to always use needles to balance acupuncture points. So in a way, you can do that in your own home without having to worry about needles, and you can actually do your own balancing. You can, I've had a number of people simply type into Google their problem and just type it in, and it brings up some points to use. And they can then look at the pictures and then use the BET to balance those points. So it almost sounds too easy, and it actually is that easy to balance the points. And of course, balancing the meridians means you're making sure energy is flowing to the right parts of the body. And we don't need to go into that analogy. We just covered it. We're back at the analogy of the stream. The water has to flow for the plants to be healthy. Your meridians have to flow unimpeded, because they bring energy to your organs, your body, your arms, your feet, your legs, your toes, your brain, your heart. Everything needs that energy flow. And I can guarantee you, any problem you have in your life, and today we focused on more physical things, but any problem you have in your life, and this is a good takeaway for today, if it's an imbalance of any kind, a relationship with a family member, a husband, wife, your boss, a coworker, a family, a daughter, son, whatever, something going on in the family, if it's a problem with, like I said, health stuff, if it's a problem with financial, with making money, helping your business grow, having possibly experiencing blocks in your business, not being able to get things to go like they should, all of these things, they cannot be happening if there isn't an energy imbalance first. There's a blockage or an imbalance somewhere that initiated that, because we are all energy beings here having a physical experience. And when we notice a problem, I can guarantee there's always an energy imbalance involved. And the BET is the best thing I know, the fastest thing I know, to make corrections in our energy field. And that's what we'll end with, I think, today.
Okay, thanks. Yes, I apologize, I was muted there. Yes, so thank you, Dr. Kersey. That was super informative. Wow. And what I want to do too is we're going to have a part two to this, and that's going to include some more really, really great things that you can do with a BET, including various reflex zones located throughout the body, and one that I really love, placing energetic signatures of homeopathics, herbs, foods, etc., into a glass of water, which can be consumed. Very, very powerful. And also how to align the energy flow along the spine, which many times creates a tremendous sense of well-being, and various aches and discomforts will many times vanish instantly. And I use that all the time myself. Again, so, and plus he's going to cover six other different things you can do with the biotheric energy transmitter. So in wrapping up for today, what I wanted to do was give you the website of Dr. Kersey, which is biotherapyenergymedicine.com.
Email, and people can even contact me. There's a special phone number just for people that are listening to this broadcast that they can use.
Yes, and I'll give them that number. So it's Dr. Kersey. You can call him at 407-258-1162. And that's 407-258-1162. You can let them know you are listening to the podcast. And because we're going to be doing many more of these. So I'd like to go ahead and wrap up then and finish the recording for today. So anything else you have to say, Dr. Kersey, before we finish?
I think we covered everything.
Okay. All right. I think so. Really, really super exciting stuff. As I said, I use it every day, and someday we can get into talking about that. But we wanted to keep it as short as possible and save you time. And so until next time, or if you're listening and you want, and we've already recorded the second half, you can go listen to it. In the meantime, have a great day. We thank you for tuning in and welcome you to contact Dr. Kersey with any questions you might have about anything he covered today. Thanks again. Really appreciate it. And have a great day.